NFL Films piece. Have you seen it yet?
I have not seen it yet. I haven't gotten a chance to see it. But thank you.
Hot dogs and popcorn, I guess.
That's what it's all about.
I guess, you know, Matthew, you've been through this so many times, preparing for a playoff game, the implications at stake when you guys take the field on Saturday. No matter how many times you've been through it, is there still that same level of excitement, anticipation, and do you find yourself, you know, as the week builds up and you're preparing for the opponent, try to ramp that down a little bit, just as you might have as a younger player in this league?
Certainly. You know, I think for me personally, the excitement, anticipation grows with every season, because, you know, those opportunities are becoming less and less. As a young player, I really had no idea what to expect or how fortunate I was to be on a playoff team. But as an older player, you really appreciate those opportunities. You really even have to work harder to contain yourself and make sure you pace yourself throughout the week. So I'm excited about the opportunity, you know, to be, play in another playoff game. You know, a lot of players don't get this opportunity over the course of their career. So, but I just need to stay in the day-to-day, make sure I do what I do to prepare each and every day, and then, you know, come Saturday, let it rip.
How about the opportunity to play another home playoff game? What type of atmosphere are you expecting on Saturday night?
The best. I think this is the time of year that our fans love. They understand the role they play in the game, the role they play in home field advantage, and we're excited for them to be at their best, expecting their best on Saturday, and, you know, we're in it together.
Any message to them?
Just get loud. And they know what to do. They're seasoned, experienced fans, so they know what to do.
Matthew, I'm going to follow Bob's question a little bit, but splinter off. The playoff experience, being a veteran, this is your ninth season, right? And you talked about being in the day-to-day. I think Dante said about the same thing before you came in here. With the leadership role you have on the team, do some of the younger guys or guys that haven't been there before just say, how do I approach this? Or, like, will you ever see somebody that looks like they're not going about, like, their normal day-to-day thing, and you say, hey, kid, no. It's just another game.
There have been some of those conversations, I think, from guys that haven't been in this position. They've had questions about what to expect, how to prepare. And, listen, now is not the time to make wholesale changes. What we've done up until this point has been good enough to get us to 14-2 and get us a home game here in the divisional round. So now's not the time to make wholesale changes. Certainly a lot of conversations have been had with younger players or guys that haven't played in playoff games, but ultimately playoff experience means nothing come game day. It's all about who goes out there and plays well. And it can be a rookie in his first playoff game that can outplay a guy who's playing in his 20th playoff game. So it's about playing well on Saturday.
A lot of times these games can come down to just one play. It could be in the first, second, third quarter. How do you take that mentality into a week of preparation that it could just be one play?
Well, I think the practice reps that you get, you really have to have an extreme focus on them. Hopefully that'll translate itself to the game. But I think in the game, you just have to play each play as its own. And no matter the result, good or bad, you have to go to the next play. You can't let there be a carryover effect. So our focus has to be as high as it's been all year long. Attention to detail has to be there each and every play in practice. And then, you know, obviously in the game, it's got to be the same way.
You guys always talk about, and you do a great job of blocking out the noise. In a game like this where everybody expects you to win, whether you're hearing it or not, and you're such big favorites, does that affect you guys?
Absolutely not, because we know this is a National Football League. A lot of us in 2010 experienced a similar situation with the Jets, and we saw how that went. I know Bill O'Brien. He was my first position coach in the NFL. He's going to have those guys ready to play. Coach Romeo, Coach Rabel, Coach Izzo, those guys are going to have their players ready to play. So regardless of what odds say or who's favorite, this, that, and the other, that means nothing to us. We have to go out and play this game because we know they'll be ready.
Obviously, in the first matchup, problems they had fumbling the ball and returns led to scores. What have you seen since that game? I know that a couple on the turf against Oakland, they got back. In between, what have you seen from their return game? How much improvements have they made?
It's very improved. I mean, they have three guys that are really capable of hitting the home run back there. It just depends on who Larry wants to go with. And then I think they have a great core group. They added a player in Don Jones that I think we know very well, who's doing a great job for them core-wise. Brian Peters has been a great player for them the last couple of years, and they have a lot of buy-in. I can name off another seven or eight guys. They really make the return game go. It's not just the returner. So they're much improved. You know, I wouldn't expect a game like the one we had Thursday night here. We were very fortunate in that regard. But, you know, Larry's going to have these guys ready to go. They're going to be ready to go. We're going to have to just play it one play at a time.
Thank you, man.
All right. Thanks, guys.